Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I talk to the spirit?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Everyone, and welcome to Four Top Threes.
Hello.
A podcast where four of us from four different countries talk about our top. You know the format by now. It's season two.
Yeah.
Season two. I'm very excited. It's the first episode.
If you skipped season one because you thought it was going to be rough, it's just as rough as season two is going to be. We've learned nothing.
Literally, I don't think much has changed since we recorded the last episode. I think moves have happened, installation has changed.
Except all of us have gained 1 year.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say weight.
I mean, like, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Calling us out, touche. Yeah. But yeah, so it's been a while since we've recorded. So for y'all, this is probably quite uninterrupted, but I think it's been more than a year since we recorded Four Top Threes.
Yeah.
So yeah, so this is the first episode of season two. If you don't know who we are by now, I'm very sorry. Happy New Year, whenever this may come out, maybe January, hopefully.
Shouldn't be end of January.
We'll figure it out. Possibly. Yes, it will be. End of January, we've got this. But we randomly determined who was going to be in charge of this episode in the year and a half hiatus since recording. And it's Kessie!
Me!
Wow.
My birthday present.
What magical method did you use to choose Kessie?
The alphabet, my friend.
That's well, just sorcery. Yeah.
Kessie,
yes.
What did you choose as the topic for this episode?
So, in the last year, we engaged with all of your senses. We engaged with the sense of sight. We engaged with your sense of taste, with your sense of hearing. Whatever other senses they are. But we have not yet engaged with the sense of smell. So my topic that I chose today was sense/smells.
Okay.
Yes.
This was tough. And then I sat down and it was suddenly very easy.
How easy was it, V?
Well, I sat down and I wrote it in less than 3 minutes. And I already had stories associated with at least two of them. The rest of it, I could probably bullshit my way around. So yeah, that was a fun time. All right, so Kessie,
yes,
you open season two with your idea. So how about you go first?
Yeah, sure. So this one is probably one I believe you might some of us might have in common, or at least some of the audience might have in common, and it is the smell of rain in spring or summer.
Oh yeah, like I like that smell on cut grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fairly similar because the smell is from water hitting grass, basically.
Yeah.
The reason I like it so much is because I'm highly allergic since my early childhood, and rain in the summer usually meant the pollen would flow away. That was also a very good thing, always.
I was quite lucky. I didn't actually suffer with any, like pollen allergies until I was working almost all the time in the garden out in the garage in Britain, and I was amongst basically the grass and everything out there for like 24/7 because I basically lived in the garage for a while accidentally.
Oops.
And then I just started just like puffing up. I'm like, oh, I can't record anything. I feel bad.
Accidentally became a hermit.
Yeah, no, that's no accidental. I became a hermit.
Oh no, I have to lock myself in here because I'm so allergic. Are you really? Oh no, I can't hear you through these locked doors.
I can't hear you throw all these pollen clogging up my ears.
So does anyone else have rain?
No, I really like rain. I really like the smell of cut grass and the smell of summer, basically, but it's not in my top threes. But I totally get you, Kessie, though. Like, that was on my list until I refined it over weeks and weeks of contemplation and editing.
But I specifically wrote down in my notes that it's the smell of rain in spring and summer, because the smell in autumn is not so nice because everything is basically wet and the wetness doesn't go away, like in the winter too.
Yeah.
The wetness doesn't go away anymore, so it's it's not so nice.
So there was like a weird science fact I learned once, which is like when it's raining, basically when things get wet, they release a lot more smell. It's got something to do with like the oxidization and blah, 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 blah. So
yeah, because wet basically means, or hydration in general means smells.
Yeah. And
wet equals smells.
And so if you're ever outside and it's raining and you can smell a smell, it's usually just the smell of the ground that you're standing around. Like, it's a smell you don't expect. So, yeah, if you sit outside in your yard and it starts raining, that's just the smell of dirt.
Dirt.
Are we really not going to talk about smells and water and bathtubs? Are we really not talking about that?
Well, I don't have a bathtub, so I can't contribute.
What are you ever talking about, V? I'm not following.
You totally are. Like, if you need to test the theory and you have a bath, just fart and you will smell it. It is 400 times worse. It's true. It's 100% true. No, so grim.
I'll tell you the real times it's the worst. It's when you're in a shower, dude. Like, this shower just makes it so fucking terrible. You just want to get out of there at that point.
Because you're locked in with it.
What the heck? Your experience do not match mine.
Kessie has never farted in a bathtub or in its life.
I have, but maybe the things... Never. But maybe the things I ate haven't been dead as long as yours. I don't know.
True. I'm in Britain where everything is like stored in cans for years on end.
Oh God!
Sorry, I thought that needed to be said.
I was thinking it, but I didn't want to be the ones to say it.
Okay, I guess this we talk about fart jokes now.
Four top three fart jokes.
That may be a Patreon exclusive moment. All right. How about Neil?
What smells good is peaches. The end.
Oh yeah, peaches. They do smell good, but only when they're slightly orange.
Yeah.
We have a peach tree outside, and like it smelled really nice when the peaches were like just about to drop.
I don't know if I've ever eaten a fresh peach.
Never ever?
Never ever. I've eaten plums, which I think are like dried peaches.
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
No.
What, so peaches, wait, what tree
peaches
do plums
are
grow?
Orange. Plums are purple.
What the fuck are plums?
They're plums. Purple. What do you mean?
They're plums.
It's a completely separate fruit.
What fruit do plums used to be when they've been dried out?
No, they are not dried.
They are plums.
Oh, that's just what they look like?
Yes. They're plums. And you can have plums as plums, or you can have dried plums, but they're still plums.
Oh. All right, Neil, tell us about peaches.
That's like you asking us what an apple is called before it's dried.
It's an apple.
I thought plums did the same thing as raisins.
No.
Oh, yeah, like grapes. Yes.
I genuinely
grapes
just
become
thought...
raisins, but like plums, like, if you never had like a... It's gonna sound great. You've ever had a wet plum? You've only had them dry.
Okay, bro. I grew up in Macedonia. We
yeah,
have
I know. No
assortment of fruits and vegetables.
I'm fairly certain I've seen plums, but when you were like, what the fuck is a peach? I'm like, I actually don't think I've genuinely seen a peach since I've been here.
Nope. You
okay,
get
okay, Neil. Neil, can you send him a peach?
Probably not, because of the they don't like it when you do that. send fruit through the mail or whatever. They'll ask me about it, and I'd have to lie to their face and say, no, there's no fruit in here.
I thought, remember when I sent you a photo of our tree and was like, mm-hmm. the buds are ripe for the plucking?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are peaches, and they usually turn orange.
I do know what peaches look like. I've seen pictures of peaches, and I've heard people talk about peaches, and I've seen people eat peaches. I've just never in my life eaten a peach.
I wish tell you to go get like a canned peach or something.
I was about to say, I think they have like canned half peaches, but they are really syrupy and full of sugar.
Yeah, that's just also they taste very different.
Yeah, they're just gonna taste like whatever canned fruit you have. Like all canned fruit tastes the same. It tastes pretty like much. Syrup.
Yeah, like you can get the fruit cocktail cans. Well, the fruit tastes the same with the exception of the white ones. It's like the texture is wrong. Don't you dare put an apple or a fucking like potato in here. Don't you dare. This is wrong. I don't even know what that fruit is.
Those aren't bad ones, V. The pineapples are the bad ones. They shouldn't be in there. I don't like them.
I remember eating so many like pineapple chunks. Like the supermarket I used to live near, they used to do like pineapple chunks in like those boxes, and we had a really big box. And I remember eating so much that it burnt the roof of my mouth, and it just was cut to fuck. That was unfun. It was so good.
Oh no!
All right. Anything else about peaches?
Well, only that I'm allergic to them, and I did not know I had a peach tree out here, so when the peaches all fell, I had to collect them to give them to the bunnies. But what is nice is that when I bent down to give the bunnies some kisses, they smelled like peaches. So I get that.
It's impossible to describe the smell of peaches, though, to someone who doesn't know what peaches are.
Yep.
How do
you
do it?
If you know what a peach is and you've held a fresh peach in your hand and you felt the softness of the skin, you know what a peach smells like. But trying to explain that, it's really rough.
It's sweet.
I've almost 100% eaten a piece of peach in like a fruit box or a fruit cocktail or something like that. It's
probably,
part of like a mixed bullshit. But nobody's ever handed me a butt-shaped fruit and told me to bite into it. Like that is unfortunately missing from my life.
Here's a butt. Eat it.
Nom, 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 nom. Go Cookie Monster on that fucker.
You want to eat ass here?
Hey. damn it, I think the only peach thing we can get is collab. That's the worst.
Oh yeah, no, gee. That's just fake peach stuff, by the way.
I know. I'm just trying to see through if we any way to get peaches here, but the answer is no. It was come cut up or in bits.
I'm really interested to see like what the fruits and vegetables aisles in your grocery markets look like.
Well, if you join our Patreon, I will upload pictures of both our supermarket fruit lineups. Oh yeah, Patreon exclusives coming in.
No. I don't want photos. If it's Patreon exclusive, I want it to be a selfie video. So we're here in the supermarket in Investment Air, and we're going JT, you know?
I don't know how we're going to live on this island after we finish.
I'm not doing that. I'd rather
have... You wanted to make a video project. You should be able to do that.
I don't want to be the selfie guy in the store on the island. There's only like 4,000 of us.
It's fine. I'm a foreigner.
Then,
no one will care.
There are two of you. You can just film V going into the store. So we're here at the supermarket and this is V and we're going in. After.
I'll do it in an American accent when there's a bunch of tourists around and I'll fit right in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So we're here in Bonus or Cronanan and here is some fruit. Oh, my God. Like, here's a banana and here's some apples. Where the hell are the peaches?
We dye your hair blonde. You put in lenses. We're nailed. Nobody's going to recognize you.
I almost
put some fake nails on.
Next time we go to Costco, we can go to see if they have peaches. They probably do.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Athel.
Oh.
So.
Shit. It's my turn.
It's you.
Yep. All right. My third top smell or scent or whatever you want to call it is burning wood. I absolutely adore campfires. It's really hard to have campfires in Iceland because we don't have a lot of natural wood and we also have a lot of rain, so the natural wood is always soaked through. So if you're going to have a campfire, it has to be a special motherfucking occasion. It doesn't just happen naturally. You don't hang out with your friends and then just decide, hey, you know.
It doesn't happen naturally.
No, you can't just like be hanging and going like, hey, let's do a campfire. You have to go like, all right, where can I steal dry wood from that I can burn?
What house can I cut down to harvest wood from?
And so, yeah, I've had maybe 3 good, like, private bonfires with my friends over the years. And all 3 of them, like, stand out in my brain as just fantastic evenings. And I associate the smells with just, like, early 20s hijinks and just, like, it was fantastic. We were on a beach. We were all just being crazy. We were just throwing more and more stuff onto the fire until it became really big. One of our had a pickup truck and he just filled it with pallets. And then we just broke down the pallets. And then we just did monkey noises and danced around the fire for like a minute. It was fantastic.
Oh, God.
I absolutely love the smell of burning wood. It's fantastic. Anybody who has awesome. Like a carabina, I think they're called. A place you can burn fire in to just like kind of make warmth.
An oven?
I guess an oven, but like
fireplace?
Yeah, basically if you have a fireplace, I am jealous.
Yeah, we have a fireplace. We also like a lot of buildings in the UK have fireplaces, but they're all discontinued except like the big posh houses. Mm-hmm. I remember this one time we went to this posh person's house for dinner because someone we knew was house sitting. Like, yeah, we're gonna be in this place. You have to see it. And the guy set a fire, and he was he set the fire, put it in this fireplace, and suddenly we just heard this whooshing noise. I'm like, what the hell is that? It starts roaring. Like, what the hell is that? And we look over at the fireplace and there's fire coming out the front of it because there's a bunch of bird nests in this fucking fireplace. That smelled a bit like a campfire. But the really embarrassing thing was the guy who set the fire, the one that was sitting the house for someone, he was training to be a chimney sweep, so he should have known better.
Ooh.
Well, he only sweeps the chimneys. Like, he cleans up after the fire is done. He doesn't make the fires.
Well, if you have a fireplace, they you're supposed to clean them out the before fire. Winter. Because, yeah, things like birds will nest in there over winter. They'll nest in there over the summer. So, like, before you basically go to use it in the winter, you should have your fire the fire stack, like, sweeped out professionally, like, at least once a year. So, yeah, he just hadn't done it. I'm like, you idiot.
Your house thing. Jesus.
Yeah, house thing. Yeah, it's just a... It was a posh house. They didn't want to leave it unattended, so...
They
yeah.
better. They would have better left it unattended. There wouldn't have been a fire.
That's true. The fire marshal... Sorry, the fire guys that came in to put the fire out were kind of laughing at him a lot after they found out it was a chimney sweep. But yeah, it was nice. Like, I had... back in the... When I was in the garage and I was working in there, I had a little wood-burning stove. It was so good. It was so good. Yeah. Like putting a log on there every now and then to make heat, and then you could just smell it. It was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I remember when you told me that the grass was like wood fire heated, yeah. And I was just like, oh no, she's living the dream. She's never gonna want to move to Iceland.
No. Don't get me wrong. I also had a radiator in there because I wasn't an idiot. Because there were times out there when I was out there like working overnight, my toes would be so cold, but I couldn't have a fire going because I was recording. So I had to have a heater. Like, it was a nice optional extra. It was great.
So, fun fact: because of the gas and electricity prices going up, everyone here in my street and like in the entire village is like hoarding firewood.
Yeah,
and. Like we have an entire street just up there where I always forage for the bunnies, and there's like a lot of shacks like in a row, and everyone's just putting like all the firewood there, and like if they have those pallets that goods are transported on, they stack them over there for firewood, like old furniture, everything's just put over there for firewood. And like even my uncle was like asking me, because the electricity prices here are like double the amount for firewood right now, he was asking if for this December he should like this winter he should like update our house and add a stove, I guess, in here. And we were considering it, but it's like already fairly late to do that now.
yeah, takes a little bit to get it in. You have to let it settle and stuff too.
Also, we have like a floor heating, and we need to hook that up to the
Oh,
like the boiler would the stove would heat up the water that goes into the boiler, and then the boiler pumps it into like the stuff. But we would only need to heat fill the fireplace like once every second day because the boiler just keeps it hot in the thing for 2 days.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but we didn't get one. But maybe next year. I don't know.
Well, hopefully...
Aether, come visit!
Yay! Oh, I can't wait to pay double prices for fucking electricity and heat.
I said visit, I don't said move here.
Whoa, Aether, jumping the gun.
Oh.
Also, just because you're paying double the price for electricity doesn't mean you have to pay three times the price for food, just general groceries.
Oh, no, the groceries alone be way cheaper than here. Like...
Yeah,
extortionately expensive.
Fine.
Well, good choice for campfire.
Yeah. It would have been on my honorable mentions, but I forgot to put it there.
Yes,
but
same. It's a good one, yeah. Like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, ah, fuck. You're right.
The only thing that really sucks, I used to do a medieval reenactment, and we always had fireplaces around us with, so the smell of fire was, like, in everything.
Oh.
And, like, a day after, it's not that good.
Your clothes smell like campfire. It's so great. And then your mom gets
not
super
a day
mad.
After. A day after, it smells extremely gross.
No, it smells like smoke, and your mom gets on your case about it, and you're like, fine.
Yeah, because it smells gross day two.
You're all wrong.
Yeah. Like, when you walk in the house immediately and it smells like campfire, you're like, yeah, that's pretty nice. But, like, the next day, you're like, I feel gross. I feel covered in this.
Yeah.
Disagree, but...
And we always had those large tents for the reenactment that also smelled like fire.
Yeah. All right. My third favorite one is, we are not sponsored by these company at all, but if they want to, great, is Old Spice. I fucking love that smell. And it's not because of the ads or the Muppet ads. It's not because of the ads.
Sure. Although
the ad campaign was glorious. which was the guy, I'm on a horse. That ad campaign was brilliant. But I love the smell of Old Spice. Like, it was that or Brute that my dad used to wear a lot. And as I got older, I'm like, Brute is trashy, but like Old Spice just still smells good. I love it. I like the smell. It's just, it's why Amos Perfume is Old Spice. Because it's good. I love it.
I have no association with Old Spice. I would need to find a place where I can smell it. Like, we have a soap here that's called like a spice soap or something like that. And I'm like, I that's like what I, the smell I think of whenever I hear Old Spice. I don't know if it's the same smell though.
It's hard to describe. It's like trying to describe the taste of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
That tastes like heaven.
Smell of peaches.
That's really easy.
So I actually bought like three Old Spice like deodorants when I was in America like 10 plus years ago, because they weren't importing Old Spice at all in Iceland, and that stuff smells good. It's really nice. Now, I'm assuming that a lot of people have bad associations with Old Spice, because I'm assuming there's a lot of teenagers who overdo it, as they do with everything.
No, that's Lynx. Nobody can afford Old Spice as a teenager.
Oh.
It was Lynx. It was like Lynx Attraction and Lynx Wild, I think it was, that all teenagers ended up wearing.
I love that, like, fucking deodorant. Like, they're trying to promise something they cannot deliver on.
Yeah.
Linked passion. It's like, no, it just smells. Nobody's passionate about this.
And I can't tell the difference between any of the Lynx sprays at all. But you know the smell. It's real grim.
Do you know the meme of the lady that wrote to Old Spice and was like, I want to smell like eagle fangs?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
I've never heard that before.
Send that to you later. There was this woman that was like in I don't know which country in the US. She wanted to buy Old Spice, but because the state she was in does not allow women to buy men products. She tweeted She tweeted at Old Spice and was like, why do I need to smell like flowers and diapers? I want to smell like eagle fangs and stuff like that. And like that tweet went totally viral. And then Old Spice sent her a package specifically like with a new design. It was like Old Spice, eagle fangs or whatever. And they put like eagles on there with fangs. So I was like, now you can smell like Old Spice eagle fangs.
That's amazing.
I do love the fucking soaps and stuff that are just like, oh yeah, passionate power guns. And you're just like, what the fuck does this smell like? I'm excited to try this because just, what are you trying to sell me on? Like machine power. And you're like, is it gonna smell like grease? What are you selling me on? I love those. I do genuinely love the stupid names they give, like male deodorants and soaps.
Oh yeah, I love all the flowery language that's always associated with a bunch of stuff. Like for me, like my favorite thing. I don't really drink wine, but it is all the descriptions of wine. It's oak aged, smell of cut grass with notes and hints of summer and clothes. I'm like, what the fuck are you on? It tastes like booze. Like I can't.
With a hint of smoky winter.
Yeah, what is that? What is smoky winter? Why can't I taste that in my booze? I might be too drunk to taste it, but that's not the point.
Yeah. B goes to a wine tasting and swallows, and it's just at the end, it's just like, why doesn't everything taste like it anymore? Spooky, stupid, you got lying.
So, close to where I used to live, there's a place called Middle Farm, and you could taste all the ciders, like a tiny little shot glass. You weren't supposed to fill it, but like you could have like sips of everything. And that worked really well when they only had 20, but the time I started going, there was like 120. So even if you just sipped a bit and swallowed that, you were toasted by the end. You could not drive home. So you had to know what you wanted to go and try, because some of that shit was really strong. I miss cider. I miss good ciders. That's good.
Aww.
So, yeah. Old Spice, not sponsored by them, but I do love it.
Maybe we tweet at them and they will sponsor us. I don't know.
I think you have to reach 5,000 viewers before any kind of company will interact with you. They really don't care you exist before that.
Yeah.
Hey, Old Spice, we'll record it on a horse.
I record my top threes. I record my top three on a horse. Except you were the third best smell. I'm sorry.
Oh! No, don't worry. V's top threes is in reverse.
Mm. Oh damn shit! Mine's in alphabetical order. Ha! Oh, saved it.
Oh boy! I can't wait for all your other stuff that you have. Like that's everything after O. Xylophone. Zebra.
Reverse alphabetical order. Shit.
Oh, I love zebras.
Yeah, so that's me. Kessie, what have you got for number two?
Let's see. My second one, because I suggested scent at first before I said scent and smells, is the scent of an incense called hyacinth.
The flower, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I like the smell of the flower too. Like, I do like the smell of flower and the incense, and I think it's my favorite flower smell. I'm not a big fan of flower smells, but hyacinth is probably my favorite one if I had to put a name on it.
How did you come across that?
My parents.
At some point in my past, I bought one of those. They sell bulbs of hyacinth flowers in a little bottle that's like shaped like a gourd, I guess. So like it has like a small top at the thing and like a big thing at the bottom. You put water in it and then you put the bulb in the top thing so it like stays over the water. It doesn't drop into it. And at some point the flower will sprout and out came a hyacinth. And I either bought it or I was given it. I don't remember, but I had it in my room. It was like one of the first plants I managed to grow without it dying on me. At some point, I had a hyacinth flower in my room, and I was like, oh, I actually like this, the smell of hyacinth. Yeah.
Oh, please tell me, at one day, you were like, what is that? And then you just walked around your house.
I do not remember. It was always beside me, and I was always watching it. Like, I could always see, like, when a new flower budded, and I was like, it smells like something.
You're always watching it. One wrong step, flower,
with my, and you're with my nose.
You were always smelling it. It was one smell away from destruction.
Yeah.
Whenever there hadn't been a new bulb for like three, four days, like, Cassie put the gun on the table just to remind the flower who's the boss around here.
You better grow, bitch, or else.
I'll get you with the pruning shears.
Yeah. And then at some day, I was looking for, like, incense sticks, and I found one called Hyacinth. I don't even remember how I found it, but, like, I had this pack of incense they called Hyacinth, and they're super rare, apparently. So I had a pack has, like, 10 of them, and I burnt them. I was like, oh, I like the smell, too. Like, it doesn't actually smell like the flower, but it's called Hyacinth. I don't know if they use actual Hyacinth to produce it. I don't know, but I like the smell of it. And I tried to find it, like, in esoteric shops or whatever, wherever the fuck you get incense sticks.
Well, you get like incense, like cones and sticks, yeah.
Yeah, the sticks. And I could not find them in any of the shops. They were always like, I don't know, patchouli and musk and just general incense, or like, I don't know, relaxation, meditation incense sticks.
Passionate power.
I actually had to find them online to buy them. Fun fact, the only incense sticks I found that produced hyacinth were of a company called Hem.
Oh!
Me?
It's me!
Why didn't you tell me about this? Are you hiding your finances across sea?
No!
I can actually get a package later and show you, but yeah. It says Hem on it. I'm pretty sure I sent you a photo of it before Hem.
Yeah, I think you did. Like, whenever people find stuff with my name on it, I often get it sent to me as a picture or as a thing.
The gas station. I sent you a thing of the gas station.
Yep. The gas station. A gas station named Hem. Apparently an incense creation group called Company, Hem. Yeah. There's a band called Hem, and they did a song, I think it's called Rabbit Songs was the name of their like album.
Oh yeah, I remember
and
someone
like
posted that.
Yeah, and there's actually a really good track on there I freaking love. I think I put that in our group chat with recent Ian.
That it might be
really
where
random.
It,
yeah. Like, I genuinely enjoy that. I don't enjoy the rest of that stuff, but I enjoyed the first one I ever found of theirs, probably because it had my name on it. Yeah.
I really like incense. I like the idea. But any man who burns incense is just accused of being a weed smoker instantly.
Esoteric person.
I had incense in my house. My mother gave me like a little Buddha statue that could hold the incense, but I didn't have like a nice tray to put it on, so I just put it on a plate. And then my friends came over and they're like, have you been smoking weed? I'm like, no. I burnt that incense because I'm a smelly boy and I don't want my house to smell like smelly boy.
Open a window, Aethel. Crack a window.
I live in Reykjavik. It smells like diesel and asphalt out there.
Yeah.
Well, since we're on the topic of incense, like more incense is actually on my honorable mentions list. So I'm just going to throw that out there. My honorable mentions is Frank incense, which is apparently like the typical stuff that you burn in churches, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, I did some research. Apparently, incense is just a name for the stuff burnt in the church. But, like, there's, like, it uses the same name. In German, we have two different words, so I was confused. And I just generally like the smell of it, but I don't do it often because I do not like smelling like a church. Mm-hmm. My second one is Nag Champa. I really like that smell. It's apparently another rare smell. Probably not going to mean anything to anyone.
I've ever heard that, yeah.
And the third one is called Camphor. Or camphor? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Camphor. Which is like an herbal plant or something like that. Or like when you use it as an incense, it actually smells extremely like a very intense sauna. Or like it smells like you really want to get rid of the really bad demons. It is really intense and you need a very big space to burn that kind of incense. But it's good. Like, if you have, like, clogged up no stuff, burn some camphor. It's not going to be clogged up for long. Yeah.
Oh, good choices. I was trying to Google Hyacinth incense sticks, and I can only get them as part of a 300-stick pack of 150 different flavors. I can't do that. That's ridiculous.
I can send you some.
No, I don't. Not for me. I was going to send you some.
Well, I think Cassie's going to be real happy with a box of 300.
No, 300. No, there's only two out of 300 that are the Hyacinth. It's a mixed pack of like 150
cents. Oh, I think Kevin would be less happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think I should send you that. All right. So Neil, I think we did you second last time.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm realizing that most of mine are food based.
Yep, I had that too.
Yeah. I'm going to generalize a lot because I'm having trouble like picking as well. But I'm going to just in general cover soups, because if there's any food that is very good to smell, it's any kind of soups. And anytime I eat
soup, you know
why?
Because
it's wet. I eat it really close to my face so that I'm just like... I'm in it, you know, the food, your soup should not be on the table because that's too far away from where your smell place is. And that needs to be included in the experience of soup.
Is it just the soup or is it also, because quite often, like my parents would, they do like these pot bait rolls that go with it when we were sick, just so we'd have like something solid to eat if we could handle it. Is that also the bread included in that?
If bread is a part of your soup experience, then yeah. I mean,
I think that's a very European and very North European centric thing.
I was going to say, V, stop trying to influence like... Neil's choice.
Neil, just add bread in there. Please.
There's a nostalgic value to a lot of like soup smells, I feel like, you know, and just trying to cover soup without that is, you know.
Do you have a favorite soup?
Probably like a chicken tortilla.
That's a soup?
Yeah, chicken tortilla soup.
That's where the bread went.
So
they replaced it with tortilla.
I can't say shit because I really don't like soups. I find them to be an annoying food to eat. But there is a single soup that I can, like once you started talking and kept going, I was like, wait, no, yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. There's something called kjötsupa, or literally just meat soup in Icelandic. It's literally
I think you spoke about that in the episode, the food episode.
And it's so good, and it smells so fucking nice, and it just reminds me of filial teeth and good times.
You just don't have soup. You live in a place that doesn't have soup. All your soup has fish in it.
Yeah. It's absolutely...
I'm not
a fan.
Listen, they're putting the fish back into the water, okay? Mm-hmm. Leave them alone.
We're being eco-friendly.
Fish needs to swim.
See, for me, soup is like... For the longest time, whenever soup wasn't like cream of something, I'd assume it's some sort of stew. Because I really didn't like stew growing up at all. I was like, it's just a mush of grossness and I effing hate it. And then like soup was like cream of tomato soup, cream of chicken soup, mulligatawny, which is a creamy beef soup or some bullshit. I'm like, I love it. That stuff I considered soup. And then I started seeing other people like their soup was, there's noodles in this soup. There's pasta in this. There's chunks of bread and croutons. And it's water. It's a broth with like vegetables floating in. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this? It wasn't until I was much older than I realized that my parents had lied to me.
No!
That what they were calling stew was genuinely stew, but all the other things weren't also stew. They were soup.
Soup is good.
Terminology, it matters.
Vegetable it can matter, yeah. Soup is good. And like a tomato soup.
Ramen soup.
Yeah, ramen's very good.
Ramen?
No.
Does somebody...
What you're thinking of is the noodles.
Yeah.
Ramen is no the water-based soup.
Okay. I fault.
That's why they're called ramen noodles, not ramen.
I have no experience in this field. I have Insta noodles and Insta noodles in cups. And that's the end of my ramen experiences. So I'm just going to be quiet.
All right, Neil, as the resident American, what the fuck is chicken and stars?
Stars?
Chicken and stars?
What?
Chicken and stars is amazing. The noodles, quote unquote, are just a bajillion tiny little stars in just a chicken broth. And it's,
oh, so is it like letter soup, but instead of letters you have stars?
Yeah, much smaller. So like for, I don't know, it requires no chewing, basically. It's noodles that you don't have to chew. Because they're already
so small.
So
chicken broth with teeny, teeny, tiny star pasta things. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
It's just the same pasta as we would get in our like Campbell's chicken noodle, but it's just tiny, tiny, tiny stars. And I like it. The texture's good. It was one of my favorites as a kid.
I'll give it to you.
I keep watching shows from like the 90s and early 2000s, and someone says, like, do you want me to get you some chicken and stars? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're on.
It's just chicken noodle soup. It's just done.
Okay.
Fun. Right. It's chicken noodle soup.
Okay.
It's like alphabet soup. It's just noodle soup.
Yeah. It's just the same thing. Yeah. Same broth, same noodle. It still has chicken bits in there, but they're stars and not noodles. That's the difference.
We never had that, but we did have like chicken and corn, sweet corn. We had chicken and sweet corn as like a soup. Like it wasn't like cream of corn or cream of chicken. It was like chicken and sweet corn, and that was the soup. Like just chunks of chicken and sweet corn. We didn't have the stars thing.
Isn't sweet corn just yellow beans? Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah, it's just corn.
Yellow beans?
So in Icelandic, we call them yellow beans and green beans, and I never learned what they call them actually in English. I just translate the
Also, I think we know what, yeah, yeah.
Those in a stew or in a soup?
Yeah,
sounds weird.
In a soup, yeah. So it's like you would get your can, and the can is chicken and sweet corn, and you pour it in, and it's cream of chicken with chicken pieces in it and sweet corn. You put it in the microwave, and then, you put it in the saucepan and you heat it that way because we're not all peasants. You put them in the microwave, you heat it up, and then, you know, you get a piece of your plain white bread, you smother it with some butter, and then you're told, shut up and eat it because you're sick. And that's what we did.
Jesus.
Actually, in speaking of sweet corn, they are also in those instant ramen noodle cups. They are often floating in there. Like,
yeah,
you get like peas, carrot pieces, and corn.
yep. Like the only experience I really had of noodles was pot noodles for the longest time. I love pot noodles. I don't care what anyone says. They're filthy and gross, and I love them.
Are you talking about like noodle cup thingies?
Yes, except that the brand, again, not sponsored by them, guys, was very specifically just, it's called pot noodle, and it's green, if you have the chicken and mushroom version. And yeah, that would always have like pieces of sweet corn floating in it too. No chicken floating in it, just chicken broth. Yeah.
Fair.
I'm sorry, Neil. We're just speaking about noodles.
No, that's fine. Soup. Soup is good. I don't have a lot to say about soup. I enjoy it. I get it at restaurants when I go and get restaurant stuff. I always look at what soups they have.
Soup like the worst food to eat like in public? You got like a tiny spoon. You're trying to eat it.
No, that's bolognese.
What?
That's bolognese. Don't have spaghetti bolognese out because you would just look like a child. Just cover yourself in bolognese or you're just like, yeah.
It's post 2020. It's like now restaurants have to-go bowls because they had to stay in business during the bad times. So,
we're through the bad
now
times.
Now you can order soup to go pretty much everywhere, you know, just as easily as any of their regular items. So I buy it and bring it home. I'm not going anywhere and eating soup in restaurants. It's the year 2022.
No, 2023.
Yeah. Well, at time. I'm dating this.
You're dating this episode? Yep. Neil, you didn't tell us.
Oh, we should leave you alone. Well, thank you for that. Soup's good. Ethel, what do we got?
Oh, my second favorite smell is basically the smell of the ocean. The smell of sea. But more specifically, when the wind is really, really hard in Vespaneir, like yesterday, if you go out at all, you can actually smell the ocean wherever you go, because it's actually just the ocean's getting aerosoled on the rocks and shores across Vespaneir, and just sloshes all over the island. And it's...
Because it's wet?
Yes. Also because it's water being thrown into the air at like massive velocity, and that is just sprinkling down upon you. We actually had to wash our cars and house off this morning because it was covered in sea salt.
Yeah, I left my car in the storm yesterday afternoon, so when I came back today, I could not see out of my windows because they're covered in salt. So I had to spray them off with fresh water while I ate or cooked lunch.
And
don't collect it. Never need to buy salt again.
And I just, I love that smell. That smell really goes hand in hand with most ocean type things, like seaweed, I think it's called. Yeah, like seaweed has a very potent ocean smell to it, and fresh fish has a very potent ocean smell to it, and I really like that smell. I was around fresh fish a lot when I was a kid, and I think it's also, just to be fair, it's kind of just the smell of salt in general, like, kind of just makes me nostalgic, makes me happy.
Wet salt.
I like the smell of the ocean, but I do not enjoy the smell of the fish meal.
Oh no, when they're burning the fish, that's not a nice smell. I'm used to it.
It's, yeah, like you do get used to it, but it's really strong.
Oh no,
it's so strong. Like down by the harbor where I work, it's so strong. And it just, a person that I work with says it smells like money, because it is. It's the smell of money basically just being made, because they're making fish meal, but also just like,
They're making what? What is that?
So they're making
fish meal.
Fish meal. Yeah. That's where they superheat any leftover fish parts until it becomes basically dust, and then they shake it until it becomes fine dust. And it's really, really good fertilizer. And it's used a lot in animal food, if I understand correctly, because it's just
so it's fed to a lot of like farmyard animals. Yeah, because it's like really full of nutrients.
Yeah.
It's just the stuff, the fish that we wouldn't want to eat.
Yeah, it's
still good stuff.
It's the bones. It's the scaly part, the fish skin. What's it called?
Everything that's trash.
Yeah, fish skin or scales. Yeah.
Yes. We have a specific name for the fish skin. It's called roth in Icelandic. We specifically roth. Named that. That has a different name than skin, which is skin. Then we have roth.
Scales?
Hreistur. That's scales in Icelandic. But no. Yeah, my second one is very uninteresting. I just really like that smell. I worked out sea a lot, and one of my favorite parts was like 3 minutes before you started your next 16-hour shift was to sit outside, drink a cup of coffee, and the ocean would be splashing against the ship, and you could smell the ocean. It was nice.
Cute. My middle choice, my middle choice, working backwards alphabetically, is pancakes. I love the smell of pancakes. I think I mentioned this before. My favorite meal is the pancakes my mum used to make, but I can't have them. Aww. I love that smell. I love the smell of a frying pan that is really super heated with oil, and then you pour like the mix in, and that's that frying smell. It's so good. I just and then like you have it on the plate, and it smells again differently, and then you put the sugar and the lemon on it, it smells differently again. I love the smell of pancakes. I'm not talking about the cool ones that can also be called flapjacks or American pancakes or any of that Scotch pancake. None of that crap. I mean, actual boiling hot pancakes that you put in your thing. Not the crepes either. That's just a different thing.
I was about to say.
Just actual pancakes.
You remember the thing that I call pancakes, right?
No.
I think they're basically crepes, but you sprinkle a little bit of sugar,
crepes,
cream, and jam, and then you roll them up. They become this like really long tube.
Yep,
that's crepe.
That's my first choice. Smell of pancakes. Smell of pancakes and waffles. Interchangeable. Aww. Both my grandmas.
Oh my God, yeah.
Both
like,
my grandmas.
Waffles are right up there.
Yeah, both my grandmas used to make waffles and pancakes a lot on Sundays, and we'd go over and hang out with them and we'd watch TV and eat bullshit, and it was just so nice. So, yeah, that's my number one. It is waffles / pancakes.
It's such a good smell. I was working the other day and there was a birthday party right next to where I was working. I was working outside on lampposts and me and the guy I was working with were both just like, waffles? He's like, yeah, waffles. Where's waffles? We were like not even close to a bakery. There was just a birthday party and the yep. mother was just making a shit ton of waffles.
So the knowledge center on the island, most of the staff that work on the second floor, they have a waffle making machine there and they'll just make them randomly on a Friday afternoon. Just like, fuck it, we're making waffles. Like, how dare?
Fuck
now everything smells like waffles and I'm sad.
Fuck your diet. Here's waffles.
Yeah. Waffles are good. Yeah, I think waffles and pancakes, just they're right up there. They're so good.
That is
and
a good
just like,
smell.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice. Nam, nam, nam. I'll have some
nam,
of this,
nam,
please.
Nam, nam.
Yeah. But it's also something about like the hot oil. I think that smell, just as like it's already been used and you add a tiny bit more. There's a smell that comes to that hot oil that has been had pancakes in them. I don't know. I love everything about pancakes. So it's just my figure, obviously. So yeah, that's my second choice. Yeah. There's obviously some nostalgia rolled in there somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of nostalgia in there.
Tiny bit of nostalgia. Tiny bit.
Tiny
nostalgia.
Little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, good job, Aethel, on your number two.
No, that was your number two.
That was yours.
Awful. That was
wait,
mine.
Your number one.
Yeah.
I meant to say one. I fucked up. Yeah, good job on stealing my number two as your number one. Good job.
What do you mean stealing? You're stealing my number one by putting it into your number two.
Kissy.
I just saw that Neil was already like preparing to say the name of the episode, but you all overruled him.
What?
Nope, he
was
saying
I just made a Shrek joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the morning, oh. I'm making waffles.
Oh.
I saw you gearing up for it. I was like, what is he preparing?
No, I didn't have anything important to add.
Just the name of the episode.
Just wanted to say the Shrek thing.
Yeah.
All right, Casey, so what have you got?
Funnily enough, I don't have any food-related items on my stuff.
Ah.
So I didn't think of it. But my number one is the smell of the back of a bunny's neck, because it's really soft and really warm, and it smells very uncomparably nice. It's like some bunnies like to sit in hay, and then when you smell it, they smell a little bit like hay, and sometimes they smell like chamomile, and like they often smell like what they eat, which is like but like not as strong as the stuff they eat. Like if they were eating the peaches, they smell like a soft version of that. It's like trying to smell something through like a layer of, I guess, wool or like cotton or something like that. But it's warm. Oh, it's so nice. I used to have a bunny that always liked to sit in hay, and like when I smelled his neck, it always smelled like chamomile. It was nice. I miss that bunny.
Aww.
Yeah, the other bunnies don't sit in hay all day.
I don't know what the other bunnies are eating. It smells like motor power, and I don't even know what that smells like.
But yeah, that's like a very nostalgic smell, because whenever I bend down, like I can't do it so much anymore because I have back issues, so I cannot always bend down to my bunnies, and I refuse to pick them up unless they're sick. So I rarely get to smell that smell, but it's nice. It's a good smell.
Oh.
Just get down there and deep sniff.
Sniff a bunny's neck. This sounds so super specific. This sounds like a joke.
It is very specific. It is not. It is also the softest part of the bunny, because that's like behind their ears.
Mm-hmm.
So like the fluff there is like very uncomparable. Like I don't know, I think it's like chinchilla, very very soft, very fine fluff, and it smells really nice.
You would have been impossible to like hang or execute in the Wild West, because they're like, what's your final wish? I wish to smell the nape of a bunny's neck, and they're like,
I ain't the witch.
Where the fuck are we gonna get that? And they bring you like a, what, they're like, okay, here's
a
your
wild
buddy.
Hair.
Yeah, they bring
a
your
wild
hair.
Wild hair that's like, what the fuck, guys?
Sniff it, witch, sniff it so we may burn you.
Neil comes in smelling like Old Spice, making an advertisement. Riding on a horse with his yeehaw cowboy hat.
I'm on a horse. Old Spice. It smells good. Sell that.
My brain is so full of like dumb merch ideas based on that idea.
Season 2, we're opening with merch.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's my number one. Sorry, it's not food related.
That's okay. It's like I've only ever really had, like, in my existence, dogs. And because they're consistently in your face, like after I've been around them for like a day, I don't smell it anymore.
Dogs don't
like the chickens.
Smell good.
No, they don't.
No. Cats do. Both sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
They don't.
Yeah. I'm allergic to both, so I don't have good associations with both of them.
Yeah.
They always smell like the food they're eating, and it's basically just meat, meat or whatever.
Yeah, dried fish. Yep.
Gross.
Dried fish. I mean,
that's
our
what
cat
you
smell
like
luckily.
When you're eating dried fish.
Dried fish is so good.
So bad.
I was so offended when Art said, like, I think we sell that as dog treats. I was like, no, this is the best food in the world. You're crazy. He's probably talking about like dried fish skin, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because the meat itself is quite expensive and it's so good.
Well, they probably don't sell those types of fish, but probably other types of fish that are cheaper to produce for dogs.
All right, then, Neil. What do you got?
Do we do our honorable mentions now or later?
It's up to you. So I think, Kessie, you did it when it was in the middle of yours. I don't remember.
It fit topically, so...
Yeah.
I like doing that before my, like, number one.
Okay.
But I jumped in the way. Yeah. So whenever you like, Neil.
Okay. Well, honorable mentions to vanilla and coconut, which are my favorite kind of like soapy smells.
Separately or together?
If I'm going to get a soap, it's probably one of those. They're great.
So it's either vanilla or coconut, but not vanilla coconut. Okay.
I don't know.
Nope. Best soap smell.
You don't see them together often. So
honey and milk. Best soap smell. You're all crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody who says anything else, they're crazy.
I highly disagree.
My number one is a nostalgic smell, pretty much. It's basically a chemical smell, I guess, but it's like the smell of like Pokemon cards and like trading cards when you open them. It's a very specific smell, but it's so great. It,
I
don't know, like
that
five...
off my honorable mentions.
Really?
I used to be a huge Yu-Gi-Oh nerd, and I loved opening new packs. And it was like a smell associated.
Like 5 or 7 years ago, every time I used to go to the grocery store, I'd get packs of cards, and it was because I had forgotten. It was so nostalgic, like, to get back into buying cards every now and then, because it really is like a full sensory experience. It's so nostalgic. And I had to stop spending a lot of money on
cards. It's the touch of the crinkly paper. It's the smell of opening packets. It's the it's the sound.
It's gambling. It's the smell of gambling.
It's a loot box.
Oh, it's a loot box, 100%.
It is.
Yeah.
If you're into any kind of card game, just stop it and do something more valuable with your time and money, dude.
Play Overwatch. Buy some skins. I don't know.
How did you go for the straight bottom of the barrel with your alternative?
Wow.
No, yeah, I definitely remember that. Like, when I was in my late teenage years, I got into Yu-Gi-Oh! For some unknown reason. I know why. I liked the show. like, season 1, like, back in the day. And yeah, me and my friends all started playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And it was so fucking fun. And yeah, opening those cards and like hanging out with your friends and playing, it was just so fucking fun.
Yeah, it's definitely a nostalgic thing. We were pretty young.
I'm trying to remember if I ever had a, if I ever bought a Pokemon pack. I know I bought like one of those, you know, those, the boxes that gave you like 60 cards.
Yeah.
That was like a predetermined set. I had one of those, but that was definitely not the same feeling that I know you are describing from those packs where you don't know, like you get five cards and you don't know which ones they are.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever got any of those. I do remember trading Pokemon cards on like on the field on the
school grounds.
Yes, on the school grounds. But it wasn't like pre-opened, like pre-used or whatever, pre-loved, whatever. And like you knew what you were getting when you were trading for those. It wasn't oh, I'm getting a pack and I'm opening it and the smell is kind of wafted at me and it's like the fabric smell, not fabric, fabrication smell and whatever the fuck is it. Encased in that package.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I ever had that. Maybe once, maybe. But I couldn't say for sure.
Like, I didn't have Pokemon because I was too poor when we were growing up, and also we weren't allowed them at school because people kept beating each other up. Yu-Gi-Oh was never really a big thing in our area. But when I was in my early mid-20s, I got a little bit into Magic the Gathering.
Oh,
and had the booster packs.
V's stepping on us, Neil. We got the baby cards and V's playing the grown-up game.
Yeah, like we had booster packs and they were fun. Like I think I bought like we bought like five or six packs and we just opened them one after another. Yeah. And it's nice. It is a good smell. It's quite similar to like new book smell, like with a hard cover.
Right.
Like it's very similar to that smell. And I like that smell, but it's definitely not my choice smell. But I know exactly what you're talking about, the cards. I know exactly what you're talking. As soon as you said it, I'm like, now I can smell it. God damn it.
Yeah. I think if you have a nostalgia for that smell, like getting back into cards, you just realize how much that smell is like important to you. If you used to play trading cards as a kid and you haven't like opened a pack in many years, just go do one. Just go do a pack, man.
You don't have to do more than one. Just one. Just try one.
Just go do a pack, man.
It's not going to lead you down a rabbit hole of wasting hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Quite.
But you don't realize the smell. You'll remember it. You'll be like, oh, wow, it's been years.
Like, I remember like hearing like, you know, a fair bit about like, you know, the sense of smell is like the strongest like activator of memories. And like, I always thought that was bullshit because when I smell smoke from a childhood, I'm like, oh, I have a memory from my childhood. I'm like, oh yeah, that remember that. But you guys talking about stuff, I'm like, I can smell it. I hate it. Like campfire. There it was. The smell of rain in the spring and summer. For me, it's like rain after a thunderstorm. Like we get like random freak storms in the middle of summer. There is something about that smell of that on tarmac afterwards. I'm like, I have that smell. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate that these people are right. I've been wrong my life.
What really sucks right now for me is because I've had this thing on and off where for a couple of months, I have like all smell hallucinations, and I smell like I do have them right now. I smell like I have been in a. Do you remember like in the 90s when it was still allowed? People were still allowed to smoke in bars and stuff.
Yeah.
When you went into a bar and went out, and you had that smell of smoke in your nose.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm having that right now, and I have that for a couple of months at a time, and then it goes away randomly, but right now I'm having that, so I, like, even when I'm just sitting here smelling nothing, I have the smell of smoke in my nose, as if I just came out of a very smoky bar. It's very annoying.
Blimey.
So even you talking, like, I briefly, when you talked about waffles, I had that smell in my nose, but it was quickly overrode by that sensory hallucination I'm having.
So weird.
Yeah.
That's very strange. You started that whole last sentence as though you were going to complain about the topic. And I was like, Cassie, you chose
No.
this
topic. No.
No. Jesse, this is your fault. Don't you dare.
Please.
Well, I chose the topic before I started having the sensory thing. I only have had it for like three days now.
It was not what I thought you were going to get at. It was legitimate. But yeah, for a moment there, I was like, Jesse, you better not.
I never complain about my own choices. I made this choice and I stand by it.
All right. Does anyone have any other honorable mentions?
Me.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're right. We interrupted your normal order. I'm sorry.
Thank you. My honorable mentions are gasoline, you know why. And then moving quickly on from that, it's a very specific smell. And their place used to smell like it before my grandma moved after my grandpa passed away. And I think somebody, now that my grandma has already passed away, I think somebody in the family has the last bottle of whatever cologne that was. But he had a very specific odor because he was a hardworking man. So he had his sweat plus that cologne. And it was just this weird combination. It just activates my brain in such a weird way. And I remember I like visited their house just after grandma moved everything out for the last time. And I just got overwhelmed by like emotions and memories at that point. Moving quickly on away from that one, the last one is apples. I love apples and I love the smell of apples, but I would never burn an apple incense. I would never buy apple soap, but I just love apples. They were a staple of my diet as a kid. I had them for lunch at school every day, 5 days a week. And I just loved apples. And I love apples and I love the smell of apples. And yeah,
and Aether apple cannibals.
Yeah, I love apples.
Apple candles?
No, stop that. No, any fake apple shit, get that shit out of my face. It's like fake bananas. It's like, yeah. Like oh, banana yep. flavoring. It doesn't taste like bananas. You're lying to me.
Same with strawberry. Like fake chocolate, fake strawberry, and fake banana can all go rot in hell. Like they are disgusting. I don't like them.
But my top one was waffles and pancakes. And if you Google Icelandic pancakes, you see this crepe-esque things. They're super nice and they're at any fancy kind of buffet in Iceland when there's like a festival mm-hmm. or something to celebrate and there's a place where you can kind of buy your way into like a little buffet. They always have the pancakes and they're so good and they're so it's easy to pancakes. Eat and they're just so good. And I love it. And that's the end of my thing.
Hey. Aww.
So V.
Yeah.
Can we get a drum roll here? Neil,
yeah,
drum roll.
So my favorite smell is the smell of a machine shop.
A what?
There
shop?
Is a machine shop.
Oh, shop. Okay.
Yeah. So there is something about the smell of
metal,
industrious machines like lathes and mills and like heating machines, and there's just something about that very like physical process and the smell of the oils are on there, the smell of hot metal. It's like akin to like gunmetal, and the oils you use to like quench stuff because that also goes in the air, and it just smells like hard work. And then you also sometimes get the smell of just heat, like acetylene torches going off. There's a bit of a smell that goes with that too. I love the smell of a machine shop. Recently, like about 4 or 5 months ago, before I handed my notice, I went to one of the machine shops here on the island, and I was instantly like, oh my God, I miss everything about this. I miss everything. I miss all the procedures. And yes, it can be loud, but I miss the sounds and the way that people work together and the expertise. And I missed everything. And it really hit home that I wasn't in the job I should be. And I just love that smell. It just smells like hard work. And I appreciate hard work. I appreciate working a lot. And the skills that you got to have with that is just everything about that kind of smell just reminds you of that entire atmosphere. And I love it. So, yeah, like we went down there. Everything was covered in oil. Things were a bit of a mess. But I was like, oh, my God, it feels like home. I miss it. Aww. So, yeah. For me, it's machine shops. I love them. It smells so good.
I know exactly what smell you're talking about. Yep. My grandfather's warehouse has a little machine shop, and there's a very specific odor when you go in there. And it's like the odor of like
oil and metal, and it's very
strange.
Yeah,
it's like metal shavings and hot metal and lubricants, because you have to have coolants on the machines as well. It's like, it's just something about it, man. I don't know.
And the brilliant thing is, no like workshop ever tries to overcome that smell. They all smell the exact same. Nobody's like in there spraying fragrances or putting air fresheners up. It's
incense.
Like, no. Yeah, no incense. It's just a giant warehouse of metal shavings, lubricants, and quenching, and gasoline torches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that, like, you can go from one machine shop to another, The smell will almost always be exactly the same. It might be slightly different based on the particular metals that they're working on, because you sometimes have to use slightly different lubricants and coolants on them. But otherwise, like, they smell the same. And when you smell that, you know you're in a place where you can, if you know the basics of the machining, you could probably just pick up the tools in there. As long as you ask for permission, don't take anyone's tools without asking them. And you always fucking return them. Otherwise, people get mad. There's nothing worse than borrowing someone's tools and not putting them back. Dicks.
That sounded like you were going to call out a name.
Oh, yeah.
He is Steve. Don't take other people's tools and never give them back. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve from accounting.
So when I first started working where I was and started doing like more maintenance stuff, I had to really kind of like buy my own tools. So I actually had something to function with. And I lent my tool bits, the things that you stick in the end and they change like the different sizes of hex and flats and crosses and stuff. And I lent it to a worker and he fucking lost one. And I'm like, you dick, that's the one that you use the most often. How dare you?
Then
one of the other workers at work, one of my colleagues, again borrowed it and I lost another one. Like, at this point, I was losing my shirt.
I know this is a boring story, but I want to tell it anyway. Bitbox had the same one for close to 5 years. I left it in my dad's garage and he lost a bit in a single day.
No!
24 hours, 5 years.
Yeah.
I was so mad. And he lost the fucking security bit that he shouldn't have been fucking using. And I can't buy that one specifically. I have to buy an entire Bitbox. I'm so mad.
No.
Yep.
Dad.
Yep. it's just my pet peeve. It's not necessarily the losing of it. It's the fact that nobody owned up to having lost it, and the guy fucked off. But like, he just left. He just left the tools on the floor and just didn't return the one random bit. I'm like, you absolute. My pet peeve: just borrow tools, put them back. They don't belong to you. They're also expensive, especially here. Dicks. So anyway, machine shops. This is my top. My honourable mentions, and they're very kind of specific. One is Vicks inhalers. So that kind of like really thick, like when you get a cold and there's like a eucalyptus-y thing that you can rub on your chest, or you can put in a bowl of hot water and then like you put your head over it with a towel on
top. That's actually how camphor smells.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very much like that. Like, I love that smell, and I haven't seen Vicks since I moved here, but it's not the worst thing to have lost. I just like that smell. I'm on board with Neil. Vanilla and coconut, they're good smells. I love the smell of vanilla. I think there's some like leave-in shampoo we have in the drawer somewhere. It has a vanilla smell, and I love it. I just put it in my hairbrush all the time because I love it. And otherwise, it's a very specific combination. It's raspberries, hot white chocolate, and cheesecake. Because of the world's best cheesecake I ever had, which was a white cheesecake with like raspberry compote on one side. I love that smell. I love the smell of cheesecakes. They're so nice. And I like white hot chocolate. There's just a sweetness to it. And I just love raspberries. Raspberries are my, and I completely disagree with your milk and honey bullshit, Athel. Soaps and shampoos should be raspberry. I love them.
Did you just admit that you use my beard spray to spray in your hair? Hairbrush?
Yep.
You
get my hairbrush.
You thief. I have this vanilla.
Did you never notice?
I have never noticed that you steal it. No,
never noticed the smell because his entire
vanilla scent.
His entire beard smells like it.
Your hair always smells of raspberries. It's like a really strong.
It's because shampoo and soap should be raspberry.
No, so hand soap, the thing you use at the sink, honey and milk. Fantastic. I would never shower in honey and milk soap. I would feel like the biggest tosser in the universe if I did. I would leave the shower and then just like, you know what? My name's not Aether anymore because clearly I'm a different person right now.
He just showers in bitterness and salt.
No, I shower in machine power and eagle fangs.
That was my own information list.
You reminded me talking about metal, about guitar strings, because guitar strings smell. Like if I play guitar, I'm smelling my fingers all day. Just being gross about it.
But nope, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
You can almost get that from like coins, just dirtier. You don't do that.
Which
but guitars are great.
Oh, not coins.
Not coins.
The smell of coins smell. Especially because we had COVID. Like the smell of coins is just a bad association for me now. I recently had to count something like nearly $2,000 in British pounds in coins. And my hands were like covered in this like weird dark substance.
Yeah.
And it just smelled like coins. I'm like, I feel like I'm covered in COVID. I just don't like the smell anymore.
It's nasty. Don't get your good copper smell from that source. But
don't get your rocks off smelling pennies.
Yeah, it's probably not good.
Kids, smelling pennies is not A-okay.
Put them in a cold anymore.
This is our PSA of the evening. Smell guitar strings instead.
It's slightly better.
Because then it's only your weirdness on there.
Be productive. Make music. Use the money. Don't earn
then
money.
Smell.
Make art.
Then
not money.
Then smell your fingers.
Make art.
Earn then that smell.
It's either that or the smell of like blisters and blood if you've been playing too long.
I hate getting blisters.
Like I did actually once play until my fingers were like beginning to bleed. I'm like, I should probably actually stop now.
No.
I've been playing for like 3 hours. Fuck. Yeah, it's when I hadn't picked up the guitar for like a really long time, and then I just played for a really long time, just trying to like get better at some songs that I was okay at. Like, yeah, and then I looked at my hands, I'm like, oh, that's not okay. I'm gonna stop now. I'm gonna put that away.
That's the fucking worst part of being like a hobbyist guitarist. It's picking up the guitar after like 6 months and like, wait, I used to know how to do this. Why do I suck now? This is awful.
Yeah, so I guess that was our 4 top threes in sense.
Yay.
Slash smells. Mm. Yay. We did it. We got through the first episode of season 2.
Wow. Nice. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you now, for getting through it.
Yes, congrats. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening this far. So we are going to use our very, very selective, random way of choosing the next person, and I'm going to continue along using the alphabet, and the very random system of the alphabet says that it is Neil.
Okay.
Yes, I was just double checking that E came before Cassie. I try and do almost all names alphabetically because then I'm not showing any favoritism. I'm not like having any significance, but my brain just went, are you sure Aether doesn't come before Cassie? Are you sure he's not after?
You're the one that makes it this hard for yourself, V. Alphabet's pretty tough.
It is.
I know, but we either have to have a system or it has to be random. And you're very, very upsetting that I was using dice to randomly decide the order last time.
All right, so you're going to use the alphabet to randomly decide from now on.
Yes. So right now, the alphabet randomly says that we need to have Neil choose the next topic. So,
okay.
Neil, you're on the hook for next month. Other than that, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in to season 2. Mm-hmm. You can check out
everything.
Just tell your friends about us. Have more people listen. Please. We enjoy making these and hopefully you enjoy listening to them. I think that's it from us. Unless anyone has
check out our other shows at blighthouse.studio.
nice plug. Nice.
It's been 2 episodes where we're officially Blighthouse Studio, but this is the first recording where we're officially Blighthouse Studio. So
we've always been officially Blighthouse Studio. Do not listen to the episode where the singer is at the end.
Listen to the news episode. It's clear that we were not officially.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god, why can't I say goodbye without waving my hands?
You're supposed to wave your hands when you say goodbye.
Hello, Cassie here. Hope you like the smell of this episode. Beats all the stank we made in previous episodes, doesn't it? What are some of your favorite smells? Hop on over on Twitter and Facebook and Discord and send us a message. Yep, that was a bad one. Neil, cut that. Oh, wait, Neil's not editing this. Oh, shit. Anyway, if you like what you heard so far, maybe consider supporting us on Patreon. We're still looking into options on how to make it possible that patrons can submit a topic that they would like for us to discuss in the future. Once that's a thing, we'll let you know. In the meantime, you can just support us for doing our other shows, such as The Lucky Die or Counterbalance, for which you will hear an ad shortly, and other projects we're currently working on. Anyway, here's an ad for Counterbalance, which is my audio drama in which I exclusively explore the depth of how humans smell, just to bring it back to the topic. Enjoy, and smell you later! Bye!
This has been a Blighthouse Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Ariel. Did you want to listen in on me and Rock enjoying ourselves?
Don't encourage.
Should I describe to you what we're doing right now?
Picasso? Huh? What's going on?
Let's see. Look, these wind shells document anything you do in order to banish the spirits.
I don't banish spirits. I'm fixing the tango.
Of course, we can't open a new hole into the Aetherweb every year.
But spirits aren't always bad, are
those
they?
Are exactly the reason Tangleweeds happened in the first place.
I'm sure Raka knows how to get through a water gate without disrupting the magic balance.
So what happens when there's a hole in the weave? Does magic pour out?
It is already broken! Let more of air into this world! I'll destroy one of them!
You've fed enough already!
I will kill you, you filthy
little... Whoa, come down, Raka!
Try it, Feather Duster!
God, ferocious Rune Master! Your friction will grind the weave a twain!
Hjarta. In moments like these, I wish I could see the runes.
What's wrong, Raka? Is that Tangleweave maybe too difficult even for someone as great as you?
Counterbalance, a high fantasy audio drama. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.